Welcome to the St. Luke's Lubbock Sermon Podcast. Enjoy this sermon by Dr. Andy Hurst.
All right. Thank y'all. Good morning. Glad y'all are here. Wherever two or three are gathered in my name, that's where I am. I don't know what it is about Labor Day. When I was growing up in Lorenzo, Labor Day was like one of our favorite worship services all year, because what we did way back in the day was we wore on Sunday morning whatever we wore to work. And so that meant, you know, farmers came in with their cowboy hats and jeans, and, you know, Hearst Farm Supply, we had our little John Deere uniforms on, and I even got to wear a cap in church. I always remember walking in and going, okay, can I do this, right? So anyway, glad y'all are here, and we're trying to go counterintuitive here. We think what we do today is one of the most important things we do all year. We do know, for whatever the reason, Labor Day is one of the lowest attended Sundays of all the year. But for us this morning, what we do this morning, I think, will please the heart of God. I think what we do this morning will literally sow seeds to change the world. And so we call this our Labors of Love Sunday. And by the way, I don't know about you, but have you ever heard of that thing? And I don't know if it's a thing, but it's a thing for me this morning. It's called a sports hangover. Yeah. Now, I've really never had the other kind of hangover, but the way I understand it is, you know, you take all this stuff in, and then the next morning you just go, ugh. That's how I feel about the sports hangover this morning. So anyway, but you know what? Here in this house and this table, when we come into this house and we experience the table of Jesus, you will never, ever, ever have a hangover from receiving the grace of God. You will never, ever, ever have a hangover from being filled with the Holy Spirit. I think Ephesians 5:18 says, don't be drunk on wine, because it leads to debauchery. I don't know what debauchery is, but I feel a little bit like debauchery this morning with all the football last night. Anyway, but don't be drunk on wine, but be filled with the Spirit. And y'all, again, when you're filled with the Spirit, you'll never, ever regret it. You'll never go, oh man, I shouldn't have done that. You'll be going, Lord, give me more, give me more, give me more. So this morning, in this service of worship, we are here to receive, to freely, freely receive the love and the grace of Jesus. So I hope you have that as your experience this morning. Okay, a couple of announcements. One is this is fall kickoff next Sunday night out at Southwest. It's just kind of open house for everything going on for kids, everything going on for youth, everything going on discipleship-wise for adults, small groups, discipleship groups, prayer groups, whatever. So please come and check that out. That's next Sunday night. If you weren't here for our all-congregation meeting that we had last week, we have two more of those. We're just talking about, we're brainstorming about what God might want us to do to improve the physical house, His physical house here at Central. And so I would love for you to be a part of that this Wednesday night at 6 o'clock. September 6th at 6. And then next Sunday morning, it probably doesn't affect y'all because y'all probably won't skip Sunday school, but next Sunday morning out at Southwest in the Sunday school hour out there. So I'm sorry I don't have a slide for that, but that's coming up this week. This morning, Lord, we need you. Some of us are weary and worn out. It's been a crazy week. Lord, there are student athletes in the house whose bodies are tired and need your restoration. Lord, there's relationships, there's families here this morning that just need your touch. So, Lord, as we enter into your presence, as we praise your name, we claim the promise that you come and you inhabit the praises of your people. So Lord, come and inhabit not just this place, but come and inhabit us this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. When you came in, you should have got some little yellow cards. That's our prayer cards. Put your prayer requests on the back side. If you just put your name, we're still going to pray for you by name. But if you got prayer requests, please put those. If you're new to us this morning, please let us know. And we love to show up at your house with cookies and cupcakes. So please let us know if you're new. All right, let's stand together. We're going to do our mission statement. St. Luke's is a Christ-centered family of grace where all persons are welcome and wanted. We're committed to reach, grow, and send forth fully devoted followers of Jesus Christ. Jesus, we come to this table today not because we deserve it, but because we need it. Lord, we thank you that our relationship with you is not based on what we do. It's based on what you have done. So just as I am, just as we are, we come to this time of holy communion with you. Hear this invitation. It's a little bit different, Kenna, than just this part's just different. I'm going back to the oldest version we have of this invitation. We'll be on cue after that. Ye that do truly and earnestly repent of your sins and are in love and charity with your neighbors, you that intend to lead a new life following the commandments of God and walking from henceforth in his holy ways, if that's who you are, then draw near with faith and take this holy sacrament of grace to your comfort, to your healing, and make your humble confession to Almighty God. Let us confess. Click through there a little bit. Yeah. Keep going. There we go. Y'all ready? And let's do this out loud. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors. And we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I ask right now that you just spend some time, and we just prayed a very general kind of confession of things that we have done. But just, it's time for you to be honest and open and just silently confess your sins. God knows your heart. You just come clean with him. And the scripture says, if any man, anyone, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just, and he will forgive us of our sins and cleanse us of all our unrighteousness. So spend just a minute confessing your sins to the Lord. Hear the good news. Christ Jesus died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. And I want you to say this. I'm gonna say it to all of you. You can say it back to me, but then we're going to say it to each other, okay? In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
I needed every bit of that. All right. Now I want you to say it side to side. So this side over here, you're going to say it this way. Y'all over here are going to say it this way. So y'all ready? Turn and face this way. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. Y'all turn over here. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. All right. Glory to God. Amen. Y'all can be seated. Oh, wait, you can't be seated. Stand up. You know why? Because we're fixing to pass the peace. I'm pointing up here. Y'all are looking at these screens. We're fixing that, aren't we, Andy? We're going to have a screen right there. Okay. Did everybody see the screen in the middle back here? Everybody look? It doesn't work yet. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Y'all know how we shake hands, pat backs, and give a hug? That's your assignment. But today, the not general greeting, as you shake somebody's hand or pat somebody's back, you say, the peace of God be yours. The peace of God be yours. All right? Ready? You got to cross the aisle somewhere. Ready? Give each other peace. God's peace.
Peace of God be yours.
All right, Andy, I'm coming to the cruise. Peace, you got me with you.
Thank you.
Thanks. Yeah, hey, you don't need peace, no.
All right, y'all can come back and be seated.
They're just not as loud as these. These are the three main ones. These aren't as loud. See, look.
Y'all can be seated. We enter to a time now, it's called the Great Thanksgiving, and the words will be on the screen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, Lord, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church. You delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and you made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. And we remember that on the night in which Jesus gave himself up for us, he took bread. He gave thanks to you. He broke the bread and he gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he took the cup. He gave thanks to you. He gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so this morning, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. And I know we just read through those words, but just let them sink in a little bit. Let them sink in that what we're doing here is that we are receiving the one who gave himself for us. And y'all, we too are giving ourselves to him. Just as he laid down his life for us, now we give our life to him. He has become our sacrifice. Now we surrender ourselves as his servants, his sons and his daughters, to belong not in part, but in full and total to him. Lord, pour out your Holy Spirit on every single person here. Pour out your Holy Spirit on these gifts of bread and juice. Make them be for us the body and the blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, Lord, make us one with Christ. Make us one with each other and make us one in ministry to all the world until Christ comes in final victory and we feast in his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. Now let us pray the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. This is the body of Christ given for you. And this is the blood of Christ shed, poured out for you. We come to this table this morning because the truth is not a one of us don't need this table. We all need grace. All of us have sinned, fallen short of the glory of God. All of us have hurts, struggles, fears, anxieties in our relationships, our families. All of us have needs that only God can meet. And so we come and we take just bread and juice. But this morning, Jesus, we come and we receive you. And Lord, as we kneel at this altar, we kneel our lives unto you, under your authority, under your control. So Lord, just do what needs to be done in every person here. As we bow to you, Lord, pour forth your grace, your healing, your power, your presence, your very spirit. Come and meet us at this altar this day. Very best sermon you'll hear all year long, and that's because you're not going to be listening to a sermon. You're going to go be the sermon. This world is waiting for God not to be talked about, but for God to be shown. And so as you leave here today, freely, freely, Lord, we have received. Freely, freely, we go out to give. Lord Jesus, let people, no matter what act of kindness we do, let every encounter, Lord, be a divine encounter. Let there be not just an idea, but a reality planted deep into the core of their being that you love them, that they matter to you. God, we may be the ones giving the gift, but Lord, it's you, your presence, that's really meeting that person at their place of need. Lord, do great and mighty things. Because these folks in this house, these your sons and daughters, are willing to be your witnesses to a world that desperately needs you. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thanks for listening to the St. Luke's Lubbock Sermon Podcast. For more information, you can find us on the web at stlukeslubbock.org. That's stlukeslubbock.org.